This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story well told. I'm Angela. Coming up in a moment, the inclusion of biological males that identify as women in federal women's prisons violate the rights of women. That story right after this short message.
All around the world, poverty is stealing choices from kids. It's time to give those choices back. Introducing Chosen, World Vision's new invitation to sponsorship. For the first time, kids have the power to choose their own sponsors. Now the choice is theirs. The choice to take hold of their future, and even the choice to step into a life-changing relationship with you. Learn more at worldvision.org/chosen.
Rhonda Fleming and Katoria Green, prisoners in a U.S. federal prison, have filed suit in Northern District of Florida, alleging their constitutional rights are being violated by the Federal Bureau of Prisons. Fleming and Green, who identify themselves as Christian Black conservatives, assert that the current policy violates their rights to privacy. They are forced to shower and share intimate spaces with biological males, many of whom are openly bisexual. Fleming states, the rights of male prisoners to identify as being women are more important to the federal government than women's rights and the free exercise of religion. They are unable to practice modesty while male prisoners live with them 24 hours a day, within feet of them as they shower or change clothes. Many women fear for their safety. Recently, at a California spa, a biological male living as a transgender female exposed his genitals in the presence of young girls at the spa with their mothers. Violent protests were reported on July 4th, 2021. The Equality Act, already passed by the House of Representatives, would allow incarcerated biological men who identify as female to transfer into women's prisons. More and more female prisoners are coming forward with stories of assault and abuse due to these policies that violate the rights of women. Mrs. Fleming and Ms. Green are being supported by KeepPrisonSingleSex.org.uk, a nonprofit organization in the United Kingdom. I'm Angela Donatio. Join me on my Make Life Matter podcast. You'll hear compelling conversations with leading voices that will inspire us to discover miracles in life's messy moments and ground our worth in the word instead of the narrative of the world. You can find my Make Life Matter podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, One Story Well Told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is Angela with Truth That Matters.